Good morning, 622.
Now, spring is just a week away, and while that may make you excited, it also means plenty of sniffling and sneezing. And joining us live, Dr. Rachel Schreiber, Shady Grove Adventist Hospital. Doctor, great to have you with us this morning. This is an awful time of year for people with allergies because it's so gorgeous outside. You don't want to miss the time out there.
Yeah.
But as we look at those trees that are blooming right now and the grass is growing, my gosh, it's all going in our nose.
It's all going in our nose. And, you know, that just makes a really rough time for allergy sufferers. So all these days that we love to have our windows open and the air coming through our cars and our homes, that is just a really difficult situation for people who have allergies. Allergy sufferers like rainy days, cloudy days, windless days, hot sunny days, not a good thing.
Now, we're already starting to see higher pollen counts. For those that may be new to the idea of allergies and suffering from pollen counts,
yeah.
What does that measure, really?
The pollen counts measure, we actually have pollen counting stations where you literally measure the number of pollen grains. There's a little device that is like a little windmill type of device that has little cups on it, and it collects the pollen grains, and we look at those under the microscope, and we look exactly which kinds of pollens are out and how much is out there.
All right, other than going to Arizona, which is not, you know, an option for most of us, what do we do?
It's tough. It's really tough. So you want to keep your windows closed. You want to limit your time outdoors. That's not always possible. You know, if you're a landscaper and you have allergies, that's an issue. If you're a kid and you play lots of sports, or an adult and you play lots of sports and you have allergies, it's really tough to limit your time outdoors. So a couple things you can do, make sure that you take a shower when you get home. Make sure you change your clothes when you get home because you've got pollen all over yourself. You can take some over-the-counter medications, but we really do encourage people to go see the doctor because there are things that we can do to help people who suffer with allergy.
Yeah, the thing about those medications is it seems like at a certain point of the season, nothing seems to work.
Yeah. You know, I explain to my patients a lot, it's almost like having a fire and putting a sprinkler on it. You know, it's
right.
Just not enough. The pollens are so tremendous out there, and people are very sensitive, and you take a couple of medications, and they just don't work. It's just not enough. And those are the kind of people that we think about allergy shots for.
I got to ask you one more question here.
Sure.
It seems that it gets worse every year because the pollen counts, which used to be, I would say, moderate, are now explosive.
Yeah, it does seem that way. Now, what the studies have actually shown is that there's not a tremendous amount of variability from year to year, although people always say, I feel so much worse this year than last.
Right.
But this year may be the exception. So this year, our season actually started very early, around mid-February, and we saw pollen counts that were much higher this year than last year at the same time. And when you have an earlier start to the season, that doesn't necessarily mean that your season will end earlier. So I think we could be in for a really long pollen season this year.
Oh boy.
That's terrible news.
Sounds like fun.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Dr. Schreiber, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dr. Rachel Schreiber, Shady Grove Adventist Hospital.